weekdays from 8 to 9 a.m. with replays later. This is the Daily Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
Awaiting our connection with guest congressman moments away. People are very excited about basketball around here. Yes, they are. And all three of the games that we aired on Wolf Boom Radio over the weekend were victorious for the home team. So going to Logansport will be the Delta Eagles to play Fairfield in the noon game. Noon scheduled of the, well, it's a doubleheader, and then you want to win to play at 8 o'clock that night. Then in Class 2A, going to Lafayette Jefferson will be Wapahani, and they're hoping to play in the 7:30 championship game there. And then good luck to Liberty Christian. They're going all the way to Michigan City, 3 hours from the Anderson area. They will play a 10 a.m. game versus Marquette Catholic in the first round of that event on Saturday. Now, he is a basketball fan. He's an everything fan. He's a fan of America. He's a fan of the military. He's a fan of retirement, which is coming soon. I guess I added that one in, Congressman Pence. Are you a fan of retirement coming soon?
I am not. I will not be retiring. I'll just find something else to do.
Oh, really? Will you be announcing your presidential run shortly after you leave Congress? Is that what's happening?
Absolutely not.
This is Congressman Greg Pence. He is the better looking of the two, from what I've been told. At least that's what he told me, and he is live right now.
Oh, my God.
What?
Oh my God.
You told me that several times, sir.
Yeah, but I also said smarter. You left half of it out.
Well, I don't want to go a little too far this morning. Let's start off with you. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. WMUN, the talk of Muncie, Indiana, USA, in the 6th District. Greg Pence resides as far as his work. And the first thing I want to talk about is the State of the Union. You, I assume, were there in a chair and what was your take on what was presented to the country and the world that night?
Yeah, Steve, thanks for having me, and good morning to everybody. Yes, I was there because I think it's my responsibility to be there. Sorry to say that some folks didn't show up in a protest, and then I watched some people walk out because they didn't like what the president was saying. Now, we invited the president to come to a joint session, and so I was there listening to what he had to say. It was particularly partisan, more on a lighter note. I was happy I didn't have to jump up and clap all the time. That was good. The other side had to do that. That's a lot of work. I will bet you it's 75 times when it's your party's president standing up there. You got to jump up and clap, and I don't hoot and holler. It was, I thought actually, the president, I talked to my Democratic friends, Steve, mm-hmm. and they were very concerned that he would show his age, if you will, and they felt he did not show his age. They felt he was strong. I think that's actually true. From my side of the aisle, you know, I wish he had kind of shown he was in his 80s, but he did the job. He got it done. I don't agree with 99% of what he had to say, but he showed up and did the job, and I thought he did it well, all things considering.
Of the Republican address afterwards, and that is typical too, after the president speaks, the opposing party has a chance to address the nation as well. What were your thoughts, if any, about how that was presented?
Yeah, I was disappointed as I watched it, Steve. I don't think we really talked about issues that resonated with the people that I talked to in Indiana. I thought it was a little bit more, let's say it was too much an attempt to appeal to identity politics, which, you know, I think in Indiana we support people that do the job, not necessarily that just fill some billet or, you know, some classification. I just thought she did a pretty bad job, both in the delivery and the substance of it. I was pretty disappointed, really.
6th District Congressman Greg Pence is on WMUN this morning. I'm Steve Lindell. Another item here I see on the list, the Energy and Commerce Committee will marked up and talked about TikTok legislation. Give us an update on that, if you would.
Yeah, we did. We did that last week. Okay. We started with first, we were in session, then we went to a classified session. Literally, the room had to be swept, and then we had FBI, Department of Justice, and then another department that deals with internet technology from a security point of view. We were briefed things that I am not able to share, but then we went and we had two bills that would not ban TikTok. That's being misreported. It wouldn't ban TikTok. It would require like many of our there's a law called Sisyphus. I can't pronounce it.
I don't know how to say it, so don't look for my help.
Okay, yes. It's an acronym, as all military ones are and government ones are. But it requires a divestiture of foreign adversary companies in the United States. And so this bill, which we will vote on this week, will require TikTok's parent company, which is called ByteDance, which is owned by the Communist Party in China, to divest within 6 months and be owned by a favored country or by a U.S. government corporation, so that we know that the TikTok information, which is individual users' information, isn't being sent to and utilized by the Chinese government. Now, I have to tell you this, Steve. While we were in that hearing, our offices, both in Indiana and D.C., everyone on the committee's phones blew up while TikTok users were told to call us. When they logged in, they had to log in their zip code, which then gave them our telephone number of calling their representative and complain about banning, which is inaccurate, banning TikTok and the users. We got blown up, inundated by these calls. And I will tell you, TikTok said, no, these were only sent to 18-year-olds or older. That is absolutely not true. We have many of them recorded. They were young children that were on TikTok. We could even hear the school bells and teachers talking when we were getting those calls. And so TikTok and the Chinese government, we are in an economic war with them. We do not want to have TikTok to be able to control our elections. And they say they don't. Yet, when we were holding a hearing, they inundated us politically with their version. That bill will go to the full House floor this week. And it's my hope that it's passed so that we have an American company owns it and not the Chinese Communist Party.
If you're right and it does pass the House, does that bill also look like it would pass the Senate by your estimation?
I think if it passes the House and it overwhelmingly passes the House, the answer is yes. And, of course, President Biden said he would sign it. This was 50 members of the Energy and Commerce Committee, that's Democrats and Republicans, unanimously voted for this bill to be sent to the House floor. There's an awful lot of support in the House, and if it passes with huge numbers, that'll put the pressure on the Senate to do so as well.
Congressman Greg Pence is with me on WMUN, News Talk, Sports Talk, Community Talk, the talk of Muncie. Can't believe I'm asking about this again. The House is working on a spending agreement. Another deadline is March 22. Didn't you just have one passed this past Friday to keep the government opening? How often are we going to do this?
Well, you sound as frustrated as me and most of my peers, Steve. So there are 12 different what they call appropriations bills, so 12 spending bills. We've only passed four of them. the week before. The other eight come to the floor, and the deadline is March 22nd. These bills are more difficult to pass. I will tell the listeners that one of the reasons that the four passed is because they had 6,000 pork bills in it, 6,000 earmarks in it. And many of us were very disappointed. But, you know, Steve, we've got to get on with all the other things. We've got the farm bill out there, which a lot of your listeners find very important. That wasn't passed last year. We've got to get that done. So we need to simply move last year's spending bill, which came due last September 30th, and then we kept kicking it down the road, which I voted against kicking it down the road. But we've got to get that behind us and work on the next spending bill. So my hope is we get something done March 22nd and we don't kick it down the road again.
From memory, is the farm bill one of those that's within that March 22nd deadline?
It is not.
It is
there
not.
Is an appropriations element, but the farm bill is a multi-year bill that is separate from the appropriations process.
All right. Last item here. We always know that you value connecting with constituents and the services that you and your office provide. It is always available. How do they get in contact?
Yeah, thanks, Steve. Pence.house.gov. Give us a shout, and we'll get you pointed in the right direction or help you ourselves.
All right. Always a pleasure. Thank you for your service, sir. Have a good week.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All
bye-bye.
Right. Greg Pence, the congressman from the 6th District of Indiana this morning on WMUN. More to come in the hour, including a look at some racing news. What? Yeah, aside from NASCAR, there were some other cars driving around. I think it was St. Pete. That is next on WMUN.